Hello and welcome to this information audio about diabetes and eye care. My name is Carol Bentley. I'm a diabetic with type 2 diabetes and fortunately I still have my sight thanks to good care with my opticians. I'm here today with Lynn Rickson, who is unfortunately blind through diabetes. Lynn has very kindly agreed to explain how her blindness came about and the things that she feels that diabetics can do to help prevent the same thing happening to them. Lynn, thank you very much for welcoming me into your home.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it. Lynn, can you tell me a little bit about your diabetes, when you were diagnosed, and how the blindness came about?
Yes, hello everyone. I was 5 or 6 when I was found to be diabetic, and this was some 54 years ago, and I was put on insulin straight away because I'm type 1, and treatment in those days was far, far different to what it is today. Thank goodness, over the years, treatment and care has improved dramatically, and the treatment today, I think, is brilliant. I had my eye trouble in 1966 when I was just 21. I'd been to the opticians and asked him to check my eyes because they felt very tired. And he said no, he couldn't find anything. He thought they were okay. A matter of a few weeks later, I had a central hemorrhage in my left eye. Went to casualty. They said, cannot do anything tonight. Go and see your doctor in the morning. I was then hospitalised and told that I needed a specialist operation at Hammersmith Postgraduate Hospital in London. This would hopefully help my sight and any further hemorrhaging.
How did you feel at that point, Lynn, when the optician had told you that there was nothing wrong and yet you'd had this hemorrhaging happening?
I still, to this day, cannot believe that he couldn't see lots more blood vessels in the eyes that shouldn't have been there, because I was told at Hammersmith that my eyes were quite bad, in fact very bad. There was lots of extra blood vessels and this should have been detected. However, in his favour, he knew me because I used to work for him, and whether he just couldn't tell me that my eyes were bad, I do not know, but he said they were okay and I carried on working long hours as I was doing in those days. And then a central hemorrhage and my life changed dramatically.
How did you cope with the blindness? Was it complete blindness or just partial at first?
It was partial at first. I had a central hemorrhage, as I say, in the left eye. So I had peripheral vision around the outside. Mm-hmm. My right eye then was okay, but I didn't have my operation in London till March, which was called a pituitary implant. And 2 weeks after surgery, I started hemorrhaging in my right eye. The hospital told me not to worry, they would clear up, but sadly they didn't. I kept having them one after the other. And it was in the June that Dr. Black, the head of Moorfields Hospital, told me that I would be blind. So I suppose it took about a year in all for my vision to almost go. It was pretty bad during that year, but I just had a little bit of peripheral still on the left eye, although by that time the right eye had completely gone. And as far as I know, I got a detached retina there.
When you found that you were starting to lose your sight, how did you cope?
Well, with great difficulty. The frustration was horrendous, but family support was wonderful. Friends were wonderful. People used to take me out for walks, and everyone tried to do their best for me. But of course, from a seeing world to suddenly being blind, it's not the easiest of things, but I was fortunate and I went down to the Manor House in Torquay, which is a rehabilitation centre. Sadly now, that is closing. So I don't know where anyone will go when they have eye problems. But let's hope with laser treatment, regular eye checks, this sort of thing may not happen too often.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, the opticians will tell you that you should have your eyes checked every year. I do as a diabetic, and I'm sure you still have checks made even though you haven't got the sight as such. What would you say to anybody who has been advised to have checks made regularly?
It's so very important. If you have got problems in the eyes, there is laser treatment available. There's possibly some surgery, but it isn't definite that it'll save the sight. So prevention is the only answer. Regular eye checks, it's so important. Mm-hmm. Please have them done, because if they can detect any extra blood vessels that shouldn't be there, laser treatment is simple and efficient. I'm told it isn't painful. I think the local anaesthetic is the worst, but it is important, and any preventative medicine is better than anything else.
Before we started recording, we were talking about the fact that the statistics say that 1 in 3 people are diabetic without even realising it. And you made a very interesting point about eye checks for even people who don't think they're diabetic. Perhaps you'd like to share that with our listeners.
Yes, anybody really ought to have an eye check every year, because you can detect diabetes in a person's eyes even if they are not known to be diabetic. So checks for everybody are important, and anything that you can get done for a small charge, it is worth it. I mean, we have smear tests, we have other tests on the blood, cholesterol checks. They're all important, and early detection can sort of save you a lot of heartache. Mm-hmm. So every year, people, please...
Go for the check.
Yes.
Can I just take you back to when this all happened to you, Lynn? What would you say was the biggest challenge to you for coming to terms with your blindness?
That's a very difficult question. I think living. At one stage, I really felt life was too difficult. But thanks to a very dear husband, although we weren't married at the time, a very good and loyal boyfriend, he helped me through the difficult times, as did my family and some very close friends. And then once I'd got over the shock of it all and accepted what had come my way, life became a challenge. Mm. And I learnt mobility with my white cane. To start with, I wouldn't even touch a white cane. Now I don't go out without it, because it is my guide, it's my friend, and my white cane goes with me, not just purely for me to find lampposts and obstacles, but to let other people know that I have got a disability. And it's so nice when people come up and ask if they can help you across the road. Mm-hmm. Or, as it happened a few days ago, I came out of yoga and a lady started talking to me and started escorting me inside. She said, "I'll help you to vote." I said, "I haven't come for voting." And she just assumed incorrectly that I needed her guidance. So we laughed and I went on my merry way. But yes, I think once you can accept the challenge of learning to live without sight, and I am very lucky, I do have a job. I was a touch typist before I lost my sight, so I still do touch typing in a very large firm of lawyers. I love abseiling. I get a great kick out of that. And walking, theatre, there's so much you can still enjoy even without your sight.
But of course, we would still advise people to do their best to avoid getting themselves into that situation.
Absolutely. Control of your diabetes. Try not to eat too many rich cakes or food.
We all get tempted.
Test your blood. It's very difficult for me because my talking meter broke down, so I can't get a replacement, or I'll correct that. I can buy one for £450 in Austria. The strips cost £50 for a small container. And why should I spend £500 when I can buy an ordinary blood meter for £7.50? Mm. And I think the blind are penalised, and I don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. So I feel very, very strongly about this. Yes. So if anyone wants to talk to me about that, I'd be more than happy.
This is a final message then, Lynn, and we'll close off for today. Just one specific thing that you would advise anybody who has diabetes to do with particular aspect to their eye care.
Well, regular eye checks. Make sure you go to a registered, qualified optician. Don't stand for any cheap sort of setups, if I may put it that way. He must be a qualified optician, or even somebody that is into ophthalmics. So regular checks, and just look after yourself sensibly.
Thank you very much, Lynn.